Maryland's news now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
You know, to visit the happiest place on Earth, you got to fork over the dinero. And this summer, Disney announced it hiked its theme park prices. But you can still save. Yes, you can. Just ask Jennifer Waters, a consumer columnist who writes the Consumer Confidential column for MarketWatch. She joins us now to talk more about it. Jennifer, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, I know people spend months planning their Disney vacation, and there are all these websites, right, where you can go to and find out how you can save.
Exactly. It's a really complicated trip. I mean, you can't just, you know, get up and go like you're going to a beach or something. You really have to map out where you're going. I mean, they say these parks are the size of two Manhattans, so you really have to figure out what it is you're going to do and how you're going to spend your time. And especially if you have kids in tow, you've got to, you know, work it around meals and naps and, you know, because, you know, it's the last thing you want to do is have your kids.
Right. You have to figure out, like, what part of the park they want to go to, what's going to, you know, be
exactly
good for them. And then, of course, you're going cha-ching, cha-ching as you're adding it all up.
It is outrageously expensive. Every year, Disney raises its prices. And this year, they raised the one-day admission over $90. It's $92. If you're going to Disneyland, it's $92 for an adult ticket, $87 for a child 3 to 9. Walt Disney World, it's $95 and $89 for children. So that's really expensive. That's a one-day ticket. Now, the best way to save money is to buy more than one day, because the more days you tack onto the trip, then the prices go down. So you can do like a four-day trip or something, and that'll bring the price down to, say, about $70 a day.
Okay, so let's say in very simple terms, we're planning, we feel we must take our kids, you know, it's, I think parents think they have to do it, it's like a rite of passage or something.
It is a rite of passage for many children.
We have to take our kids. What do we do first? And just simple terms, where do we go to find that information?
The first thing you should do is just go right to Disney itself and ask for some of their travel information, and they will put you on a mailing list, and then they will send you occasional discounts or deals that you might want to tune into. You can also go to sites like mousesavers.com. It's a big favorite among the online Disney community. There's another one called undercovertourist.com, and that's what's considered a quote-unquote Disney-selected ticket broker. So you can go there, and they will offer you discounts on tickets that Disney gives them. I don't quite know why you'd go directly to Disney if you can get them here. But, you know, you can get a five-day theme park ticket for about $350, and that's about $20 off what the gate price would be anyway.
You also mentioned magicalgetaway.com, too.
MagicalGetaway.com, and then even if you're on AAA, if you're a AAA member, you can get discounts through there. So, you know, you can find them. You can get 50% off. You know, Disney will do a discount, and what you need to know about Disney discounts is that they will do a discount. For example, they'll give you all free food for a certain amount, for a certain number. But what you won't get in that is the discounts on the hotels. Instead, you will be paying full price for the hotels, but you're getting all the food. So if you're there with a few kids, and they're big eaters, that might be a better discount for you than, you know, buying a package.
They have teacher discounts and military discounts.
Yeah, they have just a few group discounts, the teacher discounts, and that's for teachers who teach in the U.S. and Canada. They can get discounts through their teachers' union. Military, they periodically have these, but the one that's on right now is they'll give four-day discounted tickets to people who served in the military. And that includes the National Guard, the Reservists, and the U.S. Coast Guard, so that's kind of a cool thing for them. And then Disney has a Disney Youth Program, and that's really like a group of cheerleaders or bands or ensembles can go and take lessons there. It sounds pretty cool, and they'll give you discounts for that.
Anything we should be aware of?
Well, one of the things to be aware of is when you're looking for the packages, if you go to the Disney for packages, just know that you're not necessarily getting a deal on them. Sometimes they're just taking, you know, the pieces and bundling them together at what the costs are, so just be aware of that. Certainly it's going to be cheaper for you to eat off-site or to, you know, get in a hotel off-site, but then the Disney purists will tell you, you know, yeah, but then you don't have the real Disney experience because you're letting the real world sneak in.
Yeah, but you go home with a little change in your pocket, maybe. All right, Jennifer Waters, Consumer Confidential, we appreciate you joining us and talking about how to save at Disney theme parks.
Thank you. Take care.